Like all Illinois Supreme Court justices, Carmeier spends most of his time back in his district, working in an unmarked office building that has the feel of a small law firm. When I arrive, he shows me a wall of photographs spanning his legal career, which began in 1964.
And then here I'm state's attorney.
Carmeier is one of three Illinois Supreme Court justices to come from Nashville, and speaking with him and looking at the memorabilia in his office, it's clear he loves being on the Supreme Court. That could explain why he's reacted so strongly to the campaign to throw him out of office last November. Carmeier survived the challenge, but just barely. He squeezed into another decade in office with just 2,921 votes to spare. That's less than 0.8% above the 60% yes vote judges need to get in retention elections.
I was surprised by the tone, the intensity, and by the people who are behind it.
The campaign to unseat Carmeier raised just over $2 million, and all of that money came from a combination of just seven lawyers and law firms. In fact, most of it came from a few who have a case pending before Carmeier and the rest of the Illinois Supreme Court. The lawyers say Carmeier's entire career on the high court is tainted, alleging his original 2004 campaign for the Supreme Court received financial support from a pair of big corporations that he then ruled in favor of once he was on the court.
What's inside the mind of Judge Lloyd Carmeier? 2004, Philip Morris and State Farm allies push $4 million into Carmeier's campaign.
In the lawyers' version of the story, the biggest problem is so-called dark money infecting the judicial election process. Campaign cash laundered through layers of nonprofit and party organizations masking its origin. But Carmeier says that misunderstands how judges approach campaign fundraising, which has basically been to avoid it.
Well, it's pretty clear when you attend an event and if people are paying $50 or $150, I presume that they had contributed. I studiously avoided. I never looked at the reports that were available on the public site, never have to this day, as far as my 2004 campaign.
Carmeier says the idea is by not knowing who's donated, a judge cannot be accused of bias.
Now, the problem, of course, with that is everybody else looks at it, and then they put it in the pleadings or they put it in the paper, and they say, well, he did this. Well, by then, of course, it's knowledge to me, too, and it changes the landscape a little bit.
Most of the lawyers who tried to unseat Carmeier have high-dollar cases on the line. One is a $1 billion judgment against State Farm. The other's a $10 billion class action against Philip Morris. Both cases were appealed to the Supreme Court more than a decade ago, before Carmeier was first elected in 2004. A short time later, he cast crucial votes to overturn both awards. That was back in 2005, but the lawyers have continued coming up with creative ways to try to revive the cases. That's included challenging Carmeier's impartiality. They both say State Farm and Philip Morris helped get him elected, but there is no evidence of a quid pro quo, and Carmeier has refused to step aside, saying the allegations are fiction.
The appearance of impropriety, that's, we've completely lost control of that because people can plead something or they can put something in the newspaper and the public then perceives it. And that, is that the appearance of impropriety? If it is, then we've got difficulties because anybody can create it then.
Carmeier says one of the most disturbing things to him about the campaign to unseat him is that it was funded by lawyers, who are supposed to be held to a higher ethical bar.
Until lawyers have some ethics about what they're doing, it's going to be difficult to stop this.